We do need to catch up on these text messages very shortly too. This is the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. And we are here thanks to Hyundai. The Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel is in stock now. Now, time for Friday Clangers. We do that all thanks to Amy Insurance, which reminds me, I have got my comprehensive insurance due today with Amy. So I need to go and pay that to keep myself covered.
So
there's a clanger. I'm late on the insurance. Who covers clangers at home and on the road? Amy does. Well, here's a clanger, boys. Happened a man in a minutes ago. So a patron here named Jerry. So as you know, here at SEN are putting on the drinks and the food at the Sporting Globe Bar and Grill. And so in the break, I've gone over to jump into the community feud, so to speak. And so sitting in front of patron Jerry is a plate full of tenders and chips. So I've just put my paws over to grab a tender and a chip, threw it down my scoff, and this Jerry has personally purchased that himself. I've just gone straight after his food. So, Jerry, my apologies. But, look, there's plenty of food here for SEN. So, go for your life. We can barter that. Missile, any clangers for Amy Insurance?
I'm going to go with a couple of clangers from the swimming this week. So, we've got two. First one, Shayna Jack breaks her hand in the warm-up pool before she races. So, she's just come off.
Breaks her hand.
On the wall. Well, I'm not 100% sure, but you see, what happens in a warm-up pool at a World Championships, down here in the Southern Hemisphere, we swim clockwise, the same way as we drive. But in the Northern Hemisphere, they swim anti-clockwise.
Like the drains.
Yeah.
But hang on. I didn't even know that swimmers swam in a round motion to warm up.
Yeah, so when you're in the lane, you stay to the left side.
Oh, sorry,
of the,
in your lane.
Yeah, in
okay,
your lane.
Sorry.
In your lane. So you swim in a clockwise direction.
Yes, sorry.
So you get to a World Championships, you've got people from all over the world.
Oh, right.
So it's just bedlam. So sometimes you hop in a lane, you don't realise you're in there with six Russians, and they start swimming anti-clockwise, and you go clockwise and head on with them.
So does everyone swim to the road rules, basically?
They swim to the rules of whatever the lane is they hop in. So whoever hops in first
for
that
day... So it's not the host country we're swimming to their rules?
No. Whoever hops in that lane first
that day...
You've
got to see what they're doing.
You see what they're doing and you just follow the trend.
Oh, righto.
So what may have happened with Shayna is she's jumped in the clockwise lane with other Aussies, New Zealanders, South Africans, whatever it might be. And someone from the Northern Hemisphere has jumped in and head-on'd her and broken her hand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
Do you remember a few years ago when Tonga changed the side of the road that they were driving on New Year's Day?
You're kidding.
And there was so many accidents.
Crashes.
People
did they?
Would come. Yeah.
That
it was
is
about,
wild.
I reckon it would have been about 6-7 years ago. So they were like, all right, we're going left on the left-hand side of the road now from January 1.
I didn't know
and
that.
And supposedly there was multiple accidents.
Well, no.
I was thinking the same thing. It was like, imagine a Tongan swimmer that would have gone in on January 1 would have dived in the wrong side of the lane.
Oh, no. Yeah. So I wonder why they did that. Was that to be more uniform with New Zealand, for example?
I think so. I think it was in the cars, where the cars were coming from.
It's absolute bedlam. And think about this, Joel. So you go to a World Championships or an Olympics for swimming, and you think this is the tippity-top, the best of the best.
Yep.
I want to draw your attention back to 2000, Roy and HG. You remember Eric the Eel?
Yeah.
There's an Eric the Eel at... Every Olympics, every World Championships, they've got those second-tier nations.
What, to this day?
To this day.
Oh, right.
So if I swim the 100 freestyle, I turn up in the morning, I'll be about heat 16, heat 17 of the 100 freestyle. So there'll be 17 heats, 10 swimmers in each heat. You won't be getting under a minute until about heat 11, heat 12. And
so
then
why
the series
do they bother with that,
start.
Honestly?
I'm not sure. So if you turn up on 50 or 100 metre freestyle day, which are the two events that most countries want to compete in, I'll be in the pool with a couple of hundred other 100 freestylers from around the globe, and it's actually the worst time to try and warm up. Even though it's a World Champs on Olympics, it's quite amateurish in the warm-up area. So Shayna's done herself a disservice before she's raced. And then in the synchronised swimming. We've had a swimmer pass out and nearly drown before her event. The coach had to dive in and rescue her from the bottom of the pool.
Wow.
Now, my other question is, I'm sure you've seen those memes going around where it says, if you thought your job was useless, what about this guy?
Right. Yeah.
And it's the lifeguard in the race pool at the Olympic Games.
Yes.
Where was he? We've actually had
the
one chance to make him rescue.
Oh, exactly.
Nowhere to be seen. So that's the clanger for the week
for me.
That's
a great clanger.
We were talking about that a couple of weeks ago. My father was a lifeguard at the Sydney 2000 Olympics. And he was at the synchronised swimming. I thought it was the diving. He was the synchronised swimming. So
they would have needed him.
Where were you?
Yeah.
22 years later in Budapest, was it?
Budapest. Yeah.
He had his
there
going.
You go.
What's your clanger, Brooks?
Mine's relating to travel.
Yeah.
It's been all over the news the last few weeks. The passport office. So firstly, we've only got one passport office in New South Wales.
It's crazy.
So everyone from the country is converging on Sydney at the moment because the borders are open.
So what, people are coming down from Port Macquarie and Wagga to go to get a passport done?
Yeah, because the backlog is so long via the mail that, you know, that you need to come in person to make it quicker and get everything done. But the line at the passport office is 6 hours long, 7 hours long. So people are camping out as if Guns N' Roses are doing a one-show-only performance.
There's
out
a new pair of Air Jordans.
Or your JD Sports waiting for the new pair of Jordans to drop. So, so one office. But then all these people that are booking flights and then going, oh, wait a second, I need to renew my passport.
That's me.
Yeah.
So
that's me.
Oh, where are you going?
You literally explain me. We're going to New York at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so all of my family are sweet.
Yeah.
So the four kids and Kobe, they are up to date with their passports. Mine, I think, falls just short.
Yeah.
And every time people tell a story about, I have that problem, this anxiety around having to get this bloody thing done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so Guns N' Roses,
we'll get in early.
Whatever it is, I need to go and do it.
Get your sleeping bag.
Just before we go, and you found this, Brooksy, this was a beauty, Henry Nichols. So just set the scene for us, Brooks.
So we're in the day one of the third test. New Zealand cannot win the series. They're 2-0 down to Brendan McCullum's led England. Henry Nichols is on strike. One of the other gun batters, Daryl Mitchell, is at the other end.
Yeah.
And so he's ready to face Jack Leach. You know that left arm spinner that we...
Natural variation.
Yeah, he's very minimal.
Not much spin.
Minimal. So he's delivered the ball and this is what's happened.
Here comes Leach. He's down the track this time, driving, and it's... come off the bat of Daryl Mitchell. And has gone straight into the hands of mid-off. But a second wicket for Jack Leach. Talk us through what has happened here.
Never seen anything like that. That is freakish.
It's off the face
of the bat. That is freakish. That is as unlucky as you get from a point of view for Henry Nichols.
What are the chances of that? Honestly.
Million to one.
Yeah.
Million to one.
I think the last time it happened was nearly 20 years ago. It was Andrew Simons and Michael Clarke.
Is that right?
Really?
Where it's hit him on the foot or something and it's run out or something. I can't remember. I didn't get to watch
Apparently
it.
Apparently in the rules, you can even, if you hit it into the umpire and it hits the umpire and ricochets, still out.
That's still out.
Play on.
Well, it should be. You just wipe the umpire out. He's going to give you out no matter
can't
what.
Give you, out.
You don't even have to catch it under those circumstances. Anyway, Clangers, who helps you recover from Clangers with great value insurance? You won't regret, Amy does. After the news, we've got the IMARC Quiz Championships for this particular week. More to come here on The Run Home with Joel and the Missile.